Yo.
Yo, what up, man?
Yo, what up, man?
Hey, yeah, hey, y'all. Welcome to Freedom of Mind. This is your boy, Ray Will.
Yo, you already know. It's your man, L. True Lou, man. You know I go by many adversaries, you know. You already know where I'm coming, man.
Man, yeah, I haven't hollered at my little bro in a little while, man. It's good to hear from you again, man. It's been a lot of stuff going on. I guess this is third or fourth episode of Hip Hop State of the Current State. It's been a lot of stuff going around in hip hop, man. You know, I know this is just a little intro that we got going on right now, but yeah, it's been a lot of little stuff going on over there, man. Any opening remarks or anything like that, man? Anything you want to say to the crowd or anything like
that? Yeah, I just want to say, man, hey, is Kanye West is a genius.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep that statement as clear as possible. You know, the man's office sometimes, but yeah, this guy is a genius.
Genius,
man.
All right.
I can't knock him for being who he is and just reinventing himself and the type of shit that he's doing, man, he surpasses any artist.
Man.
That art.
Okay.
Because he's outside of that factor.
All right, yeah, you know what? We're going to get to it. We're going to talk about more of that. After you know, saying a little bit later on, man. So y'all hold tight, man. True Lou already talking crazy. Y'all no, I'm just messing around. All right.
This is Ray Will, and I'm speaking my mind. I got to speak my mind about this Travis Scott situation. No, I don't know a whole lot to everything you need to know about the situation. But what I do know is that, you know, y'all, if people are blaming this brother for other people doing dumb stuff. Yeah, I know people have died, and that's very sad. And my condolences out to those families who are suffering from and grieving from that, including the kid who died, which is even more sad. But blaming this guy, it's just wrong. And I feel that it's opportunist, racist, their chance to blame someone black for, for people dying. And people aren't gonna really agree with me and might not get the ratings or the listenings or whatever. But hey, man, I got to tell the truth, man. And that's just what it is, man. And I'm just tired of racism, my damn self. You can find all kinds of little stuff about me wrong and all that or whatever if you want. It's just wrong. Like I say, it's one of the biggest issues in human history and in human society. It is. It's never really going to be properly addressed because the people who need to address it are the ones committing it. But those are the ones who has the most power and influence. So no, it's not going to be solved. It's going to be thrown under the rug and downplayed. But damn it, stop blaming this brother for that. That's messed up. He makes music for y'all. He don't make music for black folks, that's for sure, because his music is geared more towards, I guess, college students or whatever. Or, you know, I it's just this type of music that's just like kind of like pop to me. It's like pop rap, you know. Me, I don't find myself listening to Travis Scott. If I listen to Travis Scott, that's because I'm listening to somebody who I listen to who he's featured on. That's the only time you're really going to catch me listening to Travis Scott. But, you know, what's wrong is wrong. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that ain't even right. And I'm just trying to reflect this point on overall with racism, systemic racism. It is just, it reflects on that, man. You know, because people they just blaming him because he's black. That's all it is. Honestly, this man ain't got nothing to do with people acting stupid and foolish at a concert. It's not.
That's all I had to say.
Yo, yo, back on the show. How you want this to go? I'm telling you, Kanye West is a genius, man.
Why you say that, man? What's your explanation behind that? I got to hear this, man.
First of all, did you catch the Drink Champs interview with Nori? Noriega, shout out to Noriega, man.
But, I didn't watch it, though. And I know that's a real good show right there.
He got Smoke Champs now, too. So it's like a sub show to the podcast. You know, first of all, shout out to Nori,
like,
man.
Doing his thing.
Yeah, doing his thing, man.
For sure, man. For sure, yeah. Shout out to Noriega, man. Nori, my bad. Nori. I remember Noriega back in the day. He changed it to Nori, though.
Puerto Rican and black, you know.
Right,
doing
right,
his thing,
right.
Man. I mean, shit. The Kanye West interview was 2 hours, but, I mean, he practically said some things that some cats already knew. If they knew Kanye before Through the Wire, before a lot of things, if they knew Kanye, knew how he was, they would understand how this dude's brain works and how he surpasses any artist, especially in that field that we call hip-hop. Meaning his peers is not even among our peers as an artist, like Drake or a Jay-Z or Travis Scott or whatever. His peers is like, the way he put it, his peers is Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Balenciaga. I mean, bottom line, what I'm saying is you got to give credit where credit is due. And you got to understand that this man surpasses. He is legitimately one of the richest mans ever.
Richest, you know, richest man ever? Kanye?
One of the richest man ever. Let me complete that statement. In hip hop history.
In hip hop history. Okay. All right. Okay.
We're talking this brother knows the value in himself. We're talking this brother's estimated at $9 billion. We're talking about if you put a Kanye West name on your brand, your stock automatically goes up. And it's facts. Gap went up $2 billion when Kanye did his deal with Gap. And he's going bigger and beyond what we think is the normal. Like, this brother is talking about putting himself as a stock on the stock market. I mean, a lot of things that Ye said in this interview will show you how profound he is. A lot of times when he talked about a few parts of the interview with how the woman that invented the Plan B pill was part of the Klans. A lot of things that this brother was spitting on there really made sense. A lot of things was profound in just his thought processes and how he thinks, or people that he's been around in politics or whatever. I mean, who cares about his politics? You know what I'm saying? Even though he wore the red cap. I mean, just to the podcast listeners that are out there, you really got to go check out this interview and really understand this man. No matter if you're a fan of his music, no matter whatever the case, man, you know, can't knock the hustle. You can't knock this black brother that is amongst the 1% that is, you know, statistically,
but, you know, it seemed like...
statistically always have been Caucasian. And he surpassed being labeled as just a hip hop artist. He surpassed all of that. You know,
absolutely.
I mean,
well, absolutely. You know, that's a trip that you say that, and I think, you know, what you just said was like he's kind of like a what they call it when somebody, I guess it's gaslighting, when somebody tells lies about people for personal gain or something like that. But it's like he feeds into a lot of whites. Heads, man, and it's like he tells them what they want to hear. It's kind of similar to, you know, what's the sister's name? we haven't really heard from her in a while. Sometimes you hear from her, but we haven't been, you know, we'll at least hear from her at least once, a couple times a month, you know what I'm saying? But I forget the sister's name, but Owens, Candace Owens, right? Where she get to talking, you know, sometimes it's lies. She just feeds into a lot of far rights and a lot of those type of, you know, Confederate type whites minds, man, and just generally just people who don't like black people. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Kanye does the same thing.
I feel Kanye he doesn't hold his tongue. You know.
Well, you know, Kanye doesn't hold his tongue, but he's I think Kanye is stuck in the middle, man, where, you know, because when he first came out, you know, he came out as this pro-black guy or whatever, you know, and well, that's how he came off. Even his music was different. And then later on, eventually, now he's just far right, straight up, you know, guy that's you remember when he confronted Bush in the middle of Hurricane Katrina and said Bush don't care about black people, you know, like, yeah. You remember that? And it was awkward, you know, it was like the timing was just awkward. And then I don't know, but he said that regardless, he said it, right? And like you said, he don't hold back.
And
it seems like he kind of changed, you know, ever since that, you know, that moment. It's like Kanye is like stuck in the middle, man, where he don't know whether he want to be, you know, support the blacks, or he don't know whether he wants to go and tap dance for the whites.
He's
in the middle.
I like the closing part of the interview where, I mean, he speaks on his relationship with Prince, his relationship with Mike Jackson, and it's like he closed it with, you know, this thought that he has. He wants to be, because he apparently Prince and Michael wanted, you know, the next generation of Kanye's, or, you know what I mean? Like they worked hard to birth the next generation of the Kanye's, the Drakes, and things like that. Kanye basically said, I'm working hard right now so we have future generations of Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and, you know, entrepreneurship like that.
We don't care about Jeff Bezos, man. It's like, these guys got more than money. They got power. They got substantial influence. You know, Kanye doesn't have power like Elon Musk. We know he doesn't have the money like Elon Musk.
He does. Kanye has that power.
Not like that, man. Where we talking about where, you know, like, not necessarily Elon Musk. Okay, Bezos. To where, you know, determine whether or not, you know, when you listen to your music, what you buy, you know, people depend on Amazon more than they depend on Kanye West's music. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, I don't know about that, man. But yeah, I mean, I can agree with you as far as, you know, the success he has had in hip hop. Yeah, most definitely, man.
And, I'm talking about his job, what he wants to do now is accomplish the next future leaders of entrepreneurship. And I mean, come on, man. You talk about this man, the CEO of Balenciaga, coming to meet with him and all type of designers like Virgil and all these other guys. Like, I mean, just the interview in general, just... I mean, you know, I've always spoke highly of Kanye.
He's
done a lot of weird shit, but I've always spoke highly of him, and I think that's a good statement that he made, that he's trying to birth like our future leaders, or trying to make people go surpass something, you know, motivate them to be like one of these, you know, 1%ers that we see, or beyond the 1%. You know what I mean? I think that's dope.
Yeah, you know. Well, me and you ain't gonna see eye to eye with when it comes to Kanye, man. Like, I think that he's phony and fake. He's just real narcissistic, man. Really into himself, and And you know, I felt that he threw a couple of brothers under the bus. I felt that he threw, you know, regarding that show, he threw Just Blaze under the bus, and he threw Big Sean under the bus. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he's willing to take brothers down or whatever, you know, just for his spotlight. He's an attention whore, and he's willing to step over other brothers to do it.
I think, you know, besides, what I'm saying?
But then he tried to go about it or whatever, and use people's wrongs against them. He does that a lot with black people. He try to use our wrongs, or try to use something that's wrong about black people, or stereotypes against black people against us, just so he can make his point across and for him to shine. Bro, he's a tap dancer. He's a coon.
I think there was some indifferences that he had with Big Sean and a few other of his other artists, and that all has to do with like political shit, but you know how that game is, you know?
Yeah. Upset because he felt that they didn't support his presidential run. You know, and then Big Sean, I think, claimed that he didn't know anything or much about that. And he didn't know that he was supposed to support his presidential run. Like, what? Like, what are you talking about? And then he's like, well, as a matter of fact, Kanye owes him money. So it's like, bro, you need to handle your business. You sitting up there putting this brother down when you ain't even handling your business.
He does good and bad. I mean, you know, he broke Beanie Sigel off $50 million just for coming up with the name of Ye. Just for coming up with that name. You know? I mean, he does good and bad. You know, I think he, like you said, he's in between, man. Mm-hmm.
And people eat this stuff up, man. People, you know, like I tell you often, man, you know, with the and then just this whole mind control that white typically white people have, or they try to have over us, man. And you got brothers like you got brothers like Kanye that just feeds into it, man. You know, like I want to get to, I know we're talking about hip hop right now, but kind of get to Henry Ruggs, man, that whole situation, man. And then we could skip back to hip hop, but
brief the audience about the situation.
Well, you know, Henry Ruggs III, former wide receiver for the Las Vegas Raiders, you know, from what I know, you know, he
DUI, right?
He got charged with DUI, and you know, he was going over 150 miles an hour down some highway in Las Vegas, and ran into the back of a woman, and you know, and people want to, you know, point out the dog as well. You know what I'm saying? He was going so dang fast or whatever, and crashed into her. But what I believe what killed the woman after he struck her, and then you know, it's reported that he had a considerable amount of alcohol in him or whatever. I guess he was coming from a friend's place. Before that, he came from Top Golf. Top Golf is a popular golf range that's in the strip. Well, that's on the strip. So anyhow, he didn't come from Top Golf directly. He was at Top Golf first, and then he went to, I guess, a friend's house. And then from there, you know, he was, you know, considerably intoxicated, going over 150 miles per hour, you know. So anyway, so the flame is what I believe is what killed the young lady. And what he did, he totally fucked up. He screwed up. He should be serving time. He deserves the time that he gets, you know, when he does get charged and convicted. Well, he's been charged, but whenever he gets convicted, and that's what it is, man. No excuse. I'm not taking up for the brother. He fucked up. You know, 5 to 10 year sentence is the minimum of what he deserves. Point blank, period. But I'm not taking up for the brother beyond this point that I'm trying to make. I'm tired of the mind games, because these stereotypes continue. Because when me and you walk out of our house, you got racists that are going to continue to use that against us because of Henry Ruggs' fuck up. You got brothers like Kanye who will use that against us as well. You know what I'm saying? Well, our wrongs that they that we do, we can't do no wrong, but they can. They play these little mind games. I'm tired of that. You're like, well, Ray, what are you talking about? What does this have to do with anything? Henry Rugg, the mistake that he made will be used generally against his whole race, maybe in even some minorities, because of the mistake that he made. You know, when it comes to a white guy, when he makes mistakes, it's downplayed. It's not a big deal. Who cares? Oh, everybody makes mistakes. Stop being so judgmental. But when a nigga make a mistake, everybody is all over. All over. You know what I'm saying? Like, really? So that's all I'm trying to emphasize, man. I'm tired of that shit. Everybody makes mistakes. Okay, now he killed somebody. That's a fatal mistake right there. And like I say, he should be punished. He will be, trust me. You got this boy, Rittenhouse. Too many people are taking up for him. Too many people are taking up for him. Him going to a whole nother state, he's a minor. He had a gun. He's not even supposed to be in that state with a gun. He shot somebody first. And then people talking about, oh, it's self-defense. No, whoa, wait a minute. He went over there all up in the mix, looking for trouble, and shot people. And then people came back and he had a gun in his hand. So people came back and charged him or whatever, attacked him. And then he's taking up, you know, and then he goes and shoots somebody else. But you got too many people that are taking up for this boy. And we're not taking it out on this whole race.
Only certain shit. I mean, it's stereotypical when we say only Caucasian motherfuckers shoot up schools and shit.
So, but we're not gonna sit up there. We're not gonna sit up there and see, like, okay, so with schools. So if you were a principal at your school, you're not gonna not hire somebody white because they shoot up schools. You're not gonna not educate a white student because they shoot up schools. You're not gonna do that. But when it comes to a white person, or maybe even somebody who don't like black people, you're gonna not educate a black student. You're not gonna not hire a black teacher. So that's all I'm saying. So, back to hip hop. Now, yeah, you got your opinions about Kanye. You know, Kanye is tripping like always, and he garners a lot of attention. And then, like you say, he has a lot of high value. He's released his album. I'm sure he's doing very well.
I recommend it. Drake has his album out too.
I heard the album. I tried to listen to it, man. I couldn't really get into it, man. I would say that it is a unique piece of art. I couldn't get into it. You waiting on that
Kendrick Lamar to drop?
Hey, man. You know, I'm a big Kendrick fan, man. You know, so the brother. I even like his cousin, man, Baby Keem, man. I like that stuff that he put out. That's some good stuff right there. That whole album, I think it's called. I always forget the name of that album, but
Big Sean just dropped something with Hit Boy.
Yeah, that's pretty dope song. I like that song that he dropped too. Yeah, that's a pretty dope song, man. I'm feeling. Who was I going to talk about, man?
Did you check out Tems, like I told you?
Check out who?
Tems, the lady Tems.
Nah, I forgot about her, bro. Wait a minute, I think I might have. I might have, but I don't, I think I did. I checked her out. She's a singer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, I checked her out. Yeah, it's pretty good, man. Pretty soulful stuff, bro. Travis Scott, man. I don't know if you know anything about Travis Scott, bro. If you do, I want to hear your opinion about that.
Damn, bro. I'm kind of off on that subject.
All right.
To be honest, I mean, when I heard Travis, my first Travis Scott album was Days Before the Rodeo. This was like maybe 2015 2016, and after that I just stopped, because when things get too repetitive for me and it sounds the same and shit, I can't really do it. I'm not gonna knock him, but you know damn well you'll never catch me at a Travi World concert.
He said, you know, Fidel, hey, same here, man. You know, to me, when I hear his music more and more, I'm like,
what's it called? Astro World? You'll never catch me at Astro World.
Yeah, you ain't gonna catch me at that shit either, man. Like, it's honestly, you're not, man. I think he's another tap dancer. He just so happens to look like ASAP Rocky, and him and ASAP Rocky kind of reminds me of each other a whole lot. I would probably say he probably got a little more talent than ASAP Rocky, because I think he'd be making some of those beats and coming up with his own concepts and all that or whatever. A little bit more input and creative freedom he instills in his work. But yeah, with ASAP Rocky, I just think ASAP Rocky is a mediocre rapper. I guess he brings a different kind of style into the game, I guess, you know. But hey, man, you know, he's successful in hip hop and he's doing his thing, you know. So,
I'm not trying to downplay him, but like at the same time, it's not
that ain't your flavor,
for most people's ears, because once he starts screaming, your shit get hurt.
Like he's more like a, to me, with Travis Scott, he's more to me like a hype man. You know, more of that. You know, he just says a little bit more words.
He's definitely like, for the college suburban parties and shit, like the white girls that like to show their titties. They love going to Astro World and shit.
Yeah, you know, like nowadays comparable to like, you know, CNC Music Factory or something like that. You know, for any, you know, for cats around that age. But you know, but I guess one of his concerts, they got a little bit too turned up, man, and you know, a few people died, which is tragic, man. That's some crazy stuff, man. And
RIP first and foremost.
RIP to those condolences. People who died. You know, I think a little kid died as well, man. And
condolences go out to the family, you know, security officer that
no doubt, man. And
inflicted with a needle or whatever, you know. I hope he's okay as well.
Yeah, man, that's pretty wild, man. And it's pretty sad. But I just don't agree with the point of blaming. There's a lot of blaming going on with Travis Scott, and then it's definitely damaging his career so far, man. I think he's lost sponsors behind. You know, he had to pay everything. He had to pay, you know, for the victims who died, and you know, all this stuff, man. And he can't go to upcoming events. He missed out on millions of dollars on the next event that he was supposed to go to. Why are you blaming this brother, man? This ain't even right. You know what I'm saying? We don't think nothing of it. We wouldn't have thought anything of it any other time. You know what I'm saying? You know, because, you know, with these rock concerts that be super turned up and people get injured and killed. Or how about that that concert that happened in Vegas or whatever, a festival that happened on the Strip, and that crazy ass maniac shot random people or whatever. Didn't nobody blame anybody that performed then? Did you know? Send nobody because it was a concert that was going on, a concert festival. Did nobody blame any of those musicians that performed?
And
did nobody think nothing of it?
That's not good to point the finger, but there was a lot of, I guess, drug paraphernalia. This all goes back to, it has to do with security as well. That's what I feel. If anybody wants to point the finger, you got to go back to what's the security in these type of venues and what are they doing at the door?
Like, well, no doubt.
Are they checking everybody?
The fact that people are pointing fingers. I believe that people are pointing fingers and just bringing out all of that up. A lot of this stuff don't even get brought up when it's a white concert. It don't even get brought up if somebody dies or gets seriously. Nobody even thinks about that. Nobody thinks to even blame anyone. They want to kind of just throw it under the rug and keep going. That's what I'm saying. Why is anyone even getting blamed for it? So, but any, you know, so you got these people, they just doing dumb shit. And already responsible for you. You're doing dumb shit. Like you said, drugs and all that and stuff and fighting each other and all that. What the fuck? And then it's sad that the kid died. It's really sad. Well, what the fuck was a kid doing at a concert? What did he You're too young. What is a kid doing at a concert?
That really makes no sense, man. That really makes no sense.
So it's like, these people alone needs the blame. Yeah, Saturday died, but your dumb ass is doing dumb shit. Illegal shit. So that's what I'm saying, you know, like, but people want to point the finger because it's a black man's concert. That's what it is, man. There ain't no reason to even blame this guy. Yeah, I even think Travis Scott, his music is corny and it's for white folks. I think that he's a little bit of a sellout, my damn self. But that don't mean that I believe that, first of all, that's still my brother. And then second of all, I don't think he's in the wrong. They trying to scrape and scrap little stuff or whatever on social media and the media and all that and stuff. That's just fucked up, man.
One thing, not to get off the subject, but new releases. Shout out to Wale for Lauren too. Love Wale, man. Shout out to the DC Maryland area, man. For Lauren too, kind of has like that mixtape feel to that album. Wale has always been those artists that always stayed true to himself and his creativity within his art. So shout out to Wale, man. Meek Mill, of course. Expensive Pain, I've been rocking that heavy. Shout out to Philly. Big Sean and Hit Boy got an album. Summer Walker, her whole R&B album, got a lot of these women in their feelings and a lot of baby mamas out there crying. Shout out to the beautiful sister, man. She sound like she give me a Brandy Monica vibe in the 90s on that album. And
Summer Walker?
Yeah, Summer Walker. Oh, and wow. Freddie Gibbs dropped a single, Wartime. You know, shout out to Freddie Gibbs, man.
Okay, yeah, definitely try to keep up with Freddie Gibbs. That's what's up.
And I mean, besides music, I think everybody knows the social climate that's going on right now. A lot of things that are going on within the country. Everybody that's listening outside the country and of the U.S. I mean, there's a lot of turmoil going on, man. I think. Everybody needs to be prepared, needs to have awareness. A lot of inflation going on, a lot of products going up, and a lot of grocery stores are getting, you know, out of products and stuff. I just wanted to, like, shift from music to one point because I just want our audience to be aware of what's going on and just to be prepared, you know?
That's what's up, man. Yeah,
I think it's just very unfortunate what's going on in our country and how we're being led, but hopefully things will get better.
Well, that's one thing about making decisions as a leader, man. Not everybody's going to agree with it, man. Not everybody's going to understand. You know, it's just like your parents, man, and you're a kid, and you know, you're not going to understand a lot of the things that they do, and then later on, you know, as you get older, you'll understand, you know. But that's only if it's good leadership, you know. So
yeah, that's just to be determined. We're being led by the blind right now.
You know, so
let's go, you know, Brandon. That's all I got to say.
Let's go, Brandon. Okay. Yeah, man. So yeah, all these new releases, definitely got to check it out, man. How you feel about the what's the guys, Bruno Mars and what's the other brother's name?
Anderson Paak. I haven't checked it out.
Yeah, they little duo, or whatever. I heard that they're gonna be dropping an album soon, and they already dropped a single. That first little single they dropped, it's not a bad song. The production is really good. The production is really good. It's a little difficult for me to really take that combo seriously, but
yeah, I'm cool. I can wait on that.
I think the production is really good. Yeah, I think a little, it's a little bit on the corny side, you know what I'm saying? But I think that they still were able to create a big music fan base. Okay, you know, I think definitely when it comes to that type of music, you know, soul music, the authenticity is really important. But, you know, authenticity in soul is probably a little bit more important than authenticity in hip hop. And, you know, we can go on and on. I got my own personal opinions about that, but that's a whole nother subject, I guess. But
free Fetty Wap.
You know, Fetty Wap, for what? Fetty Wap got locked up.
He just dropped the album as well. Free Fetty, man. Shout out to New Jersey.
Did he? Yeah, he's been a little quiet, man. I mean, I think he's been dropping little songs here and there, but he wasn't making the noise that he was making when he first came out.
Mainstream. That's another artist that's, you know, confident within himself and his sound. You know, that's how I feel with Fetty. That's how he always been.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely had a new kind of flavor, a new kind of style. Kind of like a Nelly type feel. I think, you know, if I wanted to try to make any kind of comparisons, you know, with that kind of delivery, with this melodic, I won't even call it singing, more like a melodic type delivery that he had. You know, you got Chance the Rapper too, kind of sort of type delivery. But yeah, I mean, he was pretty hot, man, you know, a few years back. But yeah, so I hope he gets back on top, man, for sure. Yeah, I definitely gonna check out the Wale. I think I heard the couple of cuts from the new Wale, and it's real smooth stuff.
You definitely got to check out Meek Mill, Expensive Pain, man.
I heard a couple of Meek Mill tracks. You know, it's always been hard for me to really get into Meek Mill. He doing his thing, you know, like I always like to say, he doing his thing, man. And
but when Kendrick dropped, hey, audience, listen, be aware, when Kendrick drops, you ain't gonna hear from Ray Will for a while.
Kendrick doing his thing, man, and whenever he dropped, man, always be in tune to that. So I guess that's what El was, you know, referring to. So yeah, man.
Oh, Snoop, shout out to Uncle Snoop, man. He just dropped a joint with
it was like a compilation album, right? He's on Def Jam.
With Busta Rhymes. Who else is on that record? Benny the Butcher. Shout out to Benny Griselda. You know, Griselda really doing their thing for real hip hop, holding it down.
I believe he did something with Meth, but I'm not positively sure. I believe he collaborated with Meth the Man, but definitely Benny the Butcher, yeah.
Shout out to Uncle Snoop, man, for putting that collaboration together. Busta Rhymes go crazy on that song.
Okay, most definitely. Yeah. Yeah, I gotta say, you know, like, yeah, I'm feeling that Baby Keem. I think Baby Keem come off better than all of those little Chicago dudes. All of them. He come off better than
Lil Durk. Whoa. You can't do that. You can't do that to Polo G, though.
He come off better than Polo G, bro. He come off better than all. Now, he don't come off as gangster. He don't come off gangster at all. So, gun toting, hood rat thought, you know, sleeping. Nah, he don't come off like that. So, but as far as the hip hop perspective, you know, the bar game and, you know what I'm saying, the delivery, you know what I'm saying, you know, just the spitting, the variations of flows and how you come off. From that perspective, that's what I mean. So, you know, real true gangster music in my book, you know, it probably would have to be underground, because it's just too rough and raw for the average ear. you know, you get to talking about doing all kinds of stuff to people and the violence of it and just the realness, rawness, and authenticity of it. It can be disturbing. It's a little psychotic. And no, these little Chicago guys, just that's not in most of their music. They're just a bunch of young guys who just, it's more like a fad type thing. But yeah, a lot of those cats be, you know, it's different from a rapper expressing it than somebody who's actually out there doing it. You know what I'm saying? And then some of those guys, like I said, the little King Von guy, you can hear it in that guy. That stuff that he was talking about and how he came off, I think that was pretty damn authentic. When you talk about Lil Durk, not so much as raw as a King Von, I think. I can just hear it I heard it in his music. I heard it in his voice. You know? How he came off. So yeah, that's just my opinion.
What else?
But
what else before I depart?
A lot of that stuff is just it's trendy type stuff. But yeah, what else you got to say, bro?
Let's see. Man, there's a lot. I mean, I don't know necessarily what to say on the Speak Your Mind segment. What I want to say to the audience is, you know, if you're out there and you're young and you're, you know, you have this ambition or admiration, man, just keep going for everything that you're going for in life. You know, it speaks into fruition and shit. And just keep going for it. You know, I met this young cat today, or no, last week, about 19, you know. I see myself in him in a way. But, you know, the trick is when you're an older bro, you got to guide these youth, you know, because ain't no telling the future. But, you know, as an older bro, your responsibility is to guide these youth and to make sure that they're pushed and motivated. You know, I think one of the greatest achievements in life is when we see the next man doing good after you, you know, you talk that man up and make sure that he got his life together. You know, I think that's the greatest relief or the greatest feeling to see, you know, all of us, for, you know, go forward in life. I think that's the greatest thing to see that. You know, it's easy to put somebody on a dummy mission, you know, a gun in their hand or whatever. But to see that dude transpire or whatever, that's a whole different type of feeling. You know what I mean?
No doubt, man. I think that that's not practiced enough, man. We talk about mentorship and guidance, man. It's not practiced enough, man. We need more of that, man, because how else are they going to learn, man? Excuse me. How else are they going to know?
Exactly.
You know, this is the results that we got. You know, I sit up here and I talk about a lot of these little young rappers all the time, but it's not their fault. You know, when you talk about hip hop itself, I keep preaching that hip hop needs a union. Hip hop needs a mentorship program. You know, these cats, they just doing whatever they can to make some money. You know, a lot of people give a shout out to give props to Soulja Boy. So Soulja Boy is just a reflection on them, man. You know, Soulja Boy music is absolute trash garbage, but you know, people look at it from a business standpoint and they probably really even do like his music. You know, they got hooked on that, but just the influence by him. But you talk about just not being really knowledgeable about hip hop itself, not having, you know, not really probably even know how to free, probably still don't know how to freestyle really, you know, not be able to know how to even perform for that, or you know, how to rock a crowd, or you know, rap battles and all that. You know, he didn't go through none of that. You can hear it, you know. And so And then from my other perspective, from just a societal standpoint, you know, with these cats, whatever, no mentoring, no guidance, a lot of them, you know, not all of them, but a lot of them, you know what I'm saying? And you can't expect to get a congressman out of such a, you know, from people from a hostile environment. Some people have come out of that environment, but you can't expect the numbers are going to be low. So I feel you on that one, bro. And that's what's up, what you're doing, man. And that's cool, man. I always try to mentor these cats, but they got to be willing to be mentored, you know. They got
to
be willing.
You got to be willing to teach, but you also got to be willing to learn. Cause shit, I learn a lot of new things every day, bro. Well, I hope the audience enjoyed the show. That's how things go. It's the Freedom of Mind way, you know. Man, just kick back, enjoy, tune in, make sure to tune in. We're gonna try to do these things every week. And we're trying to get more fresh topics, so please email us. Ray, you got the information for them.
You got Freedom of Mind Podcast at gmail.com. Check us out on we're on Instagram. We on Facebook. Hey, you want to check out Realism? Realism is the, I guess, the parent company of it all. Check out True Lou.
You got make sure you put the hashtag Forever Shenanay, and just give us free topics. Forever Shenanay, and give us topics. I'm on my Marty Mar shit.
I see. All right.
Freedom of mind, y'all.
Hey, freedom of mind, y'all.